started once that
Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why I blast.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight to the Faith Ambassadors Staying on Purpose broadcast. People of God, if you have not invited anyone via Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, your contacts, please do so at this time. They can tune in and hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. We thank God for you, whether you're tuning in from your workplace, your place of worship, in your car, on your break, in the prison, in the rehab, wherever you may be. We thank God for each and every one of you. At this time, we're going to have our very own evangelist, Stephanie, come with prayer. And after she comes with prayer, I will come back with a scripture.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, it is by your divine plan that we are here today for the Staying on Purpose broadcast. And God, we just thank you for this opportunity to fellowship. We thank you for this opportunity to magnify you, to exalt you, and to give you glory. God, we just love you, God. We love you more than anything else, God. And God, we surrender ourselves to you on today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we invite you to come into this broadcast, God, and heal, set free, and deliver. Father God, we ask that you tear down any strongholds and that you break every chain, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask a special blessing for our leadership of the Faith Ambassadors movement, for Pastor Dotson, Elder Britton, Mother Horton, and most of all for our chief apostle, God. We ask that you continue to cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Continue to be a divine hedge of protection around him, God. Father God, we ask that you bless the speaker on tonight, God, that you will give her a word, God, that will forever change the lives of everyone listening. Father God, we ask that you bless each and every person that has tuned in via phone, via the internet, God, that you move on their behalf tonight just for the sacrifice of their time. Father God, we just love you. We just glorify you, God. Father God, we ask that you continue to cover each and every person, God. God, continue to just show yourself strong and mighty in everyone's life, God. Continue to give us the victory, Father God. Oh, God, we just adore you, God. We magnify you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, woman of God, so much for that powerful prayer. I call your attention to, people of God, Psalm 51. Hallelujah. Beginning with verse 5, behold, I was shaped in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth. In the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sin, and blot out all mine iniquities. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. The word of the Lord is already blessed. People of God, no matter what situation or circumstances or sin or iniquity you may find yourself in at this point in time in your life, no matter what it looked like on the outside, no matter what your situation is talking about, is speaking to you, guess what? The Lord is with you. No matter what you have dipped yourself in, God will create in you a clean heart and renew in you a right spirit. If you ask him, he will keep you close and not take his Holy Spirit from you. And restoration is yours. Upholding with his free spirit is yours if you ask of him. Bless you, people of God. At this time, I invite each and every one that has not connected with the Faith Ambassadors movement to do so. You can check us out at faithambassadors247.com. That's faithambassadors247.com. You can give there. You can read more about the ministry there. And you can send an email and contact us there. As well, you can email us at faithambassadors247@gmail.com. That's faithambassadors247@gmail.com. We will be on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Thursday night. Monday night is our Staying on Purpose broadcast. Tuesday night is our women's ministry. Wednesday night is our youth ministry. And Thursday night is our School of the Prophets. Again, we thank each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. There is a word from the Lord. We're going to have a song, and after this song, then I'm going to come back, and we are going to introduce the song.
One more person, if you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. We don't want to keep you long. We want to give the woman of God plenty of room to deliver this word that the Lord has downloaded to her. Evangelist Alicia, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. People of God, a woman of God that I met via Periscope, and I just found her to be a mighty woman of God by the Holy Spirit. to be a woman of virtue and of power. And I introduce to some and present to others none other than Evangelist Alicia, woman of God, you have the floor.
Praise the Lord, everybody. And tonight, and I'm pleasure to have this moment of ministering tonight, and I just thank God. And the topic that God gave me was let go the chemical spirit and draw to the fear spirit. And before I go into the word, he gave me the definition because I like doing research. And what chemical means, it means a compound or substance that has been purified and prepared, especially artificial, meaning disinfected with other chemicals. So what God was saying tonight, what God is saying tonight, he's saying that it's time to let go the chemical spirit. He said, what he mean about the chemical spirit, he said that don't let people that's contaminated with different spirits be attached to your pure spirit. But he said that he's looking for a pure spirit tonight. He says, let go the chemical spirit tonight. He said, you know how many times when you think about the chemical, different disinfected chemicals, all kind of messed up chemicals, he said it's time to let it go. But we're going to go into the word because I'm going to tell you what God is saying tonight. And we're going to go into 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 tonight. And y'all can let me know that y'all got it by saying amen. 1 Corinthians
amen.
Chapter 12, verse
15. Amen, woman
of God. Okay. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13 says, it says, for we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, where Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. So what God's saying this season, he said it's time to be as one. He said we all is baptized, and we all as one. But he said don't fall by the wayside and get contaminated with the chemical spirit. He said that this season we're going to be tested, but we got to pass our test. Because he said that because of the mandate on the inside of us, and because of we powerful and anointed, there's going to be some people going to test us and going to try to draw to our spirit. But we can't let the chemical spirit draw to us. Because he said he letting us know that we baptized, we is one in the spirit. But he said that it's time. He said if we're going to drink his oil, if we're going to drink his communion, or if we're going to drink the devil's chemical and draw to the devil's chemical. But he said, this season, he's looking for people to come clean. He's looking for people to let go of the chemical spirit and be as one in one body in the spirit and be baptized all over again. Because he said he's looking for people who are going to go out and bear forth that word. He said he's looking for people who are going to go out and be a witness. But he said we got to let go of the chemical spirit. Because when I think about 1 Corinthians 12 and 13, when it says, for we were all baptized by one spirit. So God is saying we are baptized by one spirit. He says also to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. So God said he's giving us one spirit to drink his oil. He said he's looking for a pure heart. But we got to let go of the chemical spirit. He said it's time to let it go. He said there are so many souls crying out and don't have nowhere to turn. He said that, but he's sending his people out as one body, as one spirit to go out and so win souls this season. But he said, let go of the chemical spirit. He said there are so many people bound up with different type of chemicals inside. And what I mean by chemicals, fear, murder, all types of chemical spirits. But he said it's time to let it go. Because he said we one body. He said we is one body, but we got to be prepared this season. Because he said he's going to take us into the deep. But we got to let go of the chemical spirit this season. He said our heart is already pure. But he said go back and check. because he said we're going out. He said that will be many places where we're going to go out and burst forth the word. But we got to be ready this season. But he said, let go the chemical of the spirit and draw to the pure spirit. We're going to go to Romans 8 and 5. Because he said that there's many people out there. And he said there's many people out there, they scared to witness. They scared. He said the reason why they can't turn to him and the reason why they can't get saved because they fear. They feel like if they let go of the chemical spirit, then they going to miss something out there in the world. But he said no. He said that he's calling innocent. He's calling his people out there to cry out for these people that's bound with many chemical spirits that's locked on the inside. But he said, how many of y'all ready to go out? He said, how many of y'all ready to go out and go out into the deep and reach souls that they can break loose from that chemical spirit, that they can break loose from that generational curse? That's a chemical spirit. But he said, he ready. He said, we waiting on him. But he's waiting on us this season. He said, let go of the chemical spirit and draw to the pier. Romans 8 and 5. Y'all can let me know that y'all got it by saying amen.
Amen.
Romans 8 and 5 says, those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. So what God's saying this season, he said he's telling his people to let go of the flesh. He said he's telling his people to let go and let the devil stop playing with their mind. And let the devil stop drawing different chemical spirits inside of their mind. He said that he is a God that can do all things. He said he's a God that can show up and do the impossible. But he said we got to trust him this season. He said, how can we say we love him when we got this chemical spirit or can't have faith and can't trust him? But he said we got to let go of the chemical spirit and have that pure spirit and draw to the pure. He said we say we're there, but is we really there? He said we got to be ready this season. He said that there's many people, they want the disciples of Satan instead of them the disciples of God. But he said, what desires do you want? He said, do you want the desires with him that you can have that pure spirit? Or do you want the desires with the devil that you can have that chemical spirit? But he said, time to let go. He said, don't let your nothing get attached to that chemical spirit. Because he said this season, we got to do something. He said, we're going to show them some homes this season. But they got to let go of the chemical spirit. He said, that people been crying out and don't got nowhere to turn. But he said, you want to move. He said, this season, we ain't going to have. He said, this season, we ain't going to know where he's going to come. He said, he's going to come north. He might come southwest. But he said, it's going to be unexpected. Because you got to let go of that chemical spirit. Because there's some things he want to do on the inside of you that he want to deposit. Because when I think about it, it says those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires. So when you think about when you're hanging out with these worldly people, when people don't realize, when they hanging out with the worldly people and they get attached to the worldly people, he said in that spirit drop, then there you have fear, then there you have doubt. He said that that's a chemical spirit. But he said those that love me and suffer with me and have the sight that I put on the inside of them, then he said pure spirit. He said the more you have the sight of me, the more that you have the sight that I deposit on the inside of you, the more the pure spirit, the more that the people gonna see on the inside of you and they wanna draw to you and they wanna get saved. He said, how can people wanna follow you when he said that you got a chemical spirit? Because he said people gonna be watching our life this season. But he said we got to let go the chemical spirit. He said we got to let go the fleshly desires. Because he said he's doing something on the inside. But we got to let go. We can't let nothing get attached to our spirit. We can't let nothing get attached to us this season. No chemical of spirit this season. Because he said we're crying out. He said we're crying out for more of him. We're thirsty and hungry for him. But he said, how can we have that pure spirit when we're mad stand with our brothers and sisters. They can't speak. When we go to church and we can't speak to our sisters and brothers because they did us wrong, he said, let go of the chemical spirit. He said, let go of fleshly desires. He said, he gives us power and love and sound mind. And there are some people, he said, this season, that's in the churches. They're scared to go out and witness. Because the reason why they're scared to go out there and witness, because they still all about themselves in their little feelings and still got this chemical spirit contaminated mind. But he said, jump to the pure spirit. He said he ready. He said he ready for his bridegroom. They got to let go of fleshly desires. He said they got to let go this season. He said he'll give us a life. Oh, he'll give us a life. He said that he'll give us a life of peace, of sound mind. But he said, let go of the chemical spirit. He said that's unexpected. He said that's witches watching. But he said we got to be very mindful this season and not to let them get attached to our spirit this season. Because he said our heart is pure. He said our heart is pure, but they watching us this season. He said pass your test and don't let that chemical spirit draw to you. He said stay pure this season. We're going to go to Romans 18 and 13, I mean 15 and 13. He said, he's calling all intercessors. He said, where is my people? He said, they say they trust me. He said, they say they're not scared, but they fear when I tell them to go out because they still, it was a chemical spirit. But he said, it's time to let go. He said, he's there with you. He said, when he said, go preach. Go preach. He said, when he said to go out and witness, out there and witness. He said, there's many people watching. But he said, you got to let go of the chemical spirit and know that he's a God that can do all things. He said that the world, he said he'll brush you out. He said he can save you. But he said, don't look back. He said, don't look back this season. Because he said, people watching our life. But we can't let them pull us out and get contaminated with that chemical spirit. He said, we got to stay with the pure and draw to the pure spirit. He said, he loved us that much. He said, we could have been dead. But he said, he spared us. He said, he spared us. He said, he given us life. But he said, he chosen those with a chosen vessel. But he said, let go of the chemical spirit. Romans 15 and 13. And it said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so I'm going to read that again in Romans 15 and 13. Look what it says. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. But God is saying that after you let go of the chemical spirit, he said, now he's going to fill you with joy. He said, now he's going to fill you with peace. He said, now you're going to trust him like never before. He said, now he's going to overflow your cup with oil and your cup will be running over with oil. So that when your light shines, people go draw to you. He said, that's going to be real. People going to cry out and you're going to be right there to deposit that word. And they're going to get saved and set free. He said, that's the God that he is. But he said, let go of the chemical spirit. Because he said he want to fill us with joy, peace. He wants to trust him more. He said he want to fill our cups with all your more than it can run over so there were people, so their light shine like the light. He said people going to follow. They going to surrender to God as we witness and not fear. But we got to let go of the chemical spirit. We can't look at our, we can't look at what we've gone through. We can't look at fear. We can't look at what we don't have. We got to let go of the chemical spirit and stay in the spirit and stay in the pure spirit. Talk to the pure spirit. Draw with God so that when people see us walking, we're walking in stores, we're walking in the restaurants, in the mall, everywhere we go in church, they going to see that light. They going to want to get saved. They going to hope God that we serve. Well, we got to let go of the chemical spirit because he said he's giving us a peace of mind. He said he's giving us that joy. He said he's filling us with that oil. He's pouring more power on the inside of us. He's filling us up with that Holy Spirit because he said he wants want to let go. He said, now we want the things of God. But he said, now, as we just soften and be intimate with God, there's going to be people going to follow. Then that's going to make them want to let go of the chemical spirit and want to be saved and want to be set free and want to live for God and want to live holy. Because he said we can prevent death from happening. We can prevent premature from happening. But we got to let go of the chemical spirit. Because he said we got the power. We full of the anointing. But he said he want to do it. He said he want to give us joy. He want to fill us up more. But we can't look at what man is saying. We can't worry about what people say. Oh, they holy rollers. No, we can't look at that. We got to stay in a pure spirit and stay drawn up to God this deep. Because he said, we're going to come past it. He said, there's going to be unexpected people that we're going to have to witness to, but we can't be feared. Because why? He gave us peace to go out into the deep to save souls, to set people free, that people can be healed, delivered, made whole in the things of God. He said he want more. He said he called it out in the supper. He said he's crying it out. He said the trumpet going to blow this season. But are we ready to let go of the chemical spirit? He said the trumpet is blowing this season. He said he's calling out in the supper. He said there's many people in the church, they playing. He said they pimping God people. But he said it's time to let go of the chemical spirit and draw to him. Because he said he wanted to apply to all those things, joy, peace. I don't see the Holy Spirit, the power on the inside of us. But we got to let go this season. It's not about us. He said it's all about God. It's all about him. We're going to go into the last scripture. 2 Peter 1:5. 2 Peter 1:5. And it says, for this very reason, make every effort to add to faith, goodness, and to the goodness, knowledge. So look what God is saying in 2 Peter 1:5. For this very reason, make every effort to add your faith, goodness, and to the goodness and knowledge. So what God is saying that he wants us to have faith. Because he said after he had let us set free, being set free from that chemical spirit, uncontaminated spirit, that don't mean us no harm, that's disinfected, and everything else, and after we let go of forgiveness, now he's going to give us that knowledge. He said now he's going to give us that goodness. He said we're going to have faith like never before. When we have faith like never before, and when we're calling into the deep, and we're believing in God for some things. We're believing in our family members to be saved. We're believing in people to be saved and set free. The nation to be set free. Now he said, now he's going to hear our prayer. He said, because of them crying out for lost souls, because of them letting go of that chemical spirit and drawing to the pier, he said, now I'm going to move. He said, now I'm going to put some chains off of some people. I'm going to let go the bondage off of them. I'm going to break down the Jericho wall. I'm going to move every stumbling block, every spirit that's off. And he said, I got to do it. Because my people let go of the chemical spirit. He said, my people got that knowledge. They got that wisdom and knowledge. They got that goodness. But he said, are you ready? Because he said, it's time. He said, it's time. Because he said, we're crying out. We've been crying out a long time for our family members to be saved. We've been crying out. But he said, we got to do our part. He said, we got to let go this season. Let go of the chemical spirit. Because what you don't know, he said that he's depositing the faith on the inside of us. He's depositing the knowledge on the inside of us, the goodness. But he said, this season, let go of the chemical spirit and draw to the pier. He said, let it go. He said, every hurt, let it go. That's a chemical spirit. He said, every doubt, let it go. Every past hurt, that's a chemical spirit. Let it go. Because he said, he want to give you that goodness. He said, he want to give you that wisdom and knowledge and that faith to believe. So when the devil comes, you can talk back to that devil in the name of Jesus. Because he said, when we speak bold to that devil, the devil going to hurt. But God said, Alicia, you got to let go and kill the spirit. You got to let go and do my work. I was sick. Going back to the hospital. Didn't know why I was sick. But God said, Alicia, if you want me to hear you, you got to let go every hurt. You got to let go every doubt if you want me to hear you. You got to let go that chemical spirit. So that is what God is saying tonight. He said it's time to let it go and draw to the pure spirit. Let go that chemical spirit. He said it's time to go back and break that generational curse and take back what the devil stole. He said let it go. He said fight for your family members. He said bring your family members through. But he said, let go of the chemical spirit. Because he said he's giving you that faith. He's giving you that goodness. He's giving you that knowledge. He said he's giving it to you. And we're going to go to the last verse. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 7. And it said, and to godliness, mutual affection, and to the mutual affection, love. For that love that we have for God, because God never said much, he kept us. We could have been lost. We could have been losing our mind. But he said, because of my children, because of my bride and groom, pray to me. Because they want to let go and let go the chemical spirit and draw to a pier and draw to me and cry out and be intimate with me and love on me. I'm going to show them love. I'm going to show them love and affection because they love me that much. Because of that pure heart that they got. Because of that love. They're not worried about what's going on around them. They're doing everything I say to do. But they have that love no matter what people do them. No matter what people say about them. They got that love and affection because of I'm their dad, because I'm their husband, because I'm their wife. He said they got that love like me. He said that he knows. He said he knows who loves him. He know who real, and he said he know who don't know him. But he said it's time to let it go. He said let go the chemical spirit and draw to him. He said you're not forgotten. He said he loves you that much. He said he's not forgotten about you. He said when it comes on his time, he's gonna release it. But you got to let go that chemical spirit. Let go that hurt. That's a chemical spirit. Let it go. He said let go the past hurt. Let it go. Every family hurt, let it go, he said. That chemical spirit, let it go. Because he said, draw to the pure spirit. It's waiting. He said, he's hugging on you. He said, we don't have nowhere to turn. Let it go. He said, don't let that chemical spirit come back on the inside of you. He said, shut the door to the chemical spirit. Shut the door to every year of that you've been through, all the hell you've been through. Because he said, he's not looking back at that. He said, go forth this season and draw to a pure spirit. Because he said he loved you that much. And that's all what God gave me.
Amen, amen. God bless you, woman of God. People of God, I pray that you have heard the word of the Lord on tonight. Let go of the chemical spirit and draw now to the pure spirit. Only the pure in heart shall see God. Only the pure in heart shall see God. And she talked about it's time to get on your post. It's time out for fear. Time to lay fear aside and walk by faith and not by sight. Time to go forth and do the things that the Lord has commissioned, called, purposed, and prepared us to do. It's time to get on your post.
Yes.
For we are living in a time where we are being tested, we are being tried, but most of all, God is unifying us. He is unifying us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we let go of those things that contaminate our spirit, contaminate our mind, have us mixed up, tangled up, tied up in the things of the world, in lust, and all these other things, then we can't go forth because we feel like we're unholy, we're not worthy. But God said, I'm calling you, and I'm calling you higher. I'm calling you to do what I told you to do. I said, go. Don't worry about the rest, just like you told Abraham. I'm sending you to a place that you know not of. So if he's sending Abraham, and we are Abraham's seed and his children, then what about us? He's sending you someplace that you've never known, someplace that you've never been, and to do some things that you've never done, at least not like that last time anyway. You are being watched is the other thing that I got. You are being watched. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't know that. You are being watched, whether you're being watched for good or whether you're being watched for evil. Actually, you're being watched on both sides. Let's make that very plain and clear. You're being watched on both sides. You're being watched by those who want to be like you, those who admire you in the Holy Ghost, those that are seeing if you're going to fall and fold and fail, and those that are saying, I know she got the faith. I know he has the strength. I know that they're going to allow God to work through them. So you're being watched at all times, whether it's by man or whether it's by God. You're being watched at all times. There is no fear. There is no fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind. And even she broke that thing down where I wrote that chemicals can change the very fabric or anything it touches. Bleach, you know that bleach been there. Now, either we're going to be the chemical of change agents in the world, in the kingdom, and bring it to the world, and everything and everybody we touch, we change by the love of God, by the peace of God, by the word of God, and by being the example of God, or we're going to allow those things of the world to change us, the very fabric of we are, what we've been through, what we endured, what God pulled us through, what God snatched us out of. That thing will change you if you allow it. Now, you can be the change agent or you can be changed by the agent. It's up to you. It's your choice. But I would prefer, I would suggest that you be the change agent, be the bleach in the world, be the thing that you know, someone knows that you've been there. Someone knows that they've heard from the Lord when they encounter you, when they talk to you. They know that they have had a God experience when they come in contact with you. It's time to go forth and watch your company. Watch your company. Yes. Because you can be infected, affected, and affected by those that you allow around you, by those you allow in your ear gates, by those you are watching and paying attention to. And it will be for the good or it will be for the bad. People of God, I pray that you have heard something that has impacted you on tonight. Elder Britton and Evangelist Stephanie, if you want to jump in and have anything to say, any points to bring out that you got from the woman of God on tonight that you like to share with the people of God?
Let me just say, I'm sitting here like, yes, Lord.
Right.
Listen. Walking around and everything. This woman of God really delivered a powerful word that caused me to kind of, like I said, regroup and think, like, I didn't think about things like that. So, you know, I'm still in awe. Like, thank you. Thank you for allowing God to use you and to present such an awesome word. And then even listening to you, Pastor, I'm like, wait a minute. She's adding more to it. You know what I mean? That it is possible that we have to decide, are we going to be the chemical who's going to make the change, or will we be changed by, as she was saying, you know, who we are around or what we allow to attach to us. Because it's that season that we have to go back to its purest form in terms of our relationship with God, and also when we're trying to win others. So, listen, I'm just here with both of you taking mental notes, like I'm going to go back and listen to this over and over again, because, yes, ma'am. Yes, that's an awesome word.
Yes, amen. Elder Britton, are you there, woman of God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if she's able to speak. But Evangelist Alicia, we thank God for you. We bless God for you. We pray. Is you there, Elder Britton?
Yes, ma'am. I may go out, but yes, I'm here. I had to stop on the side of the road, but I caught the part that I did caught of the message. Yes, it was such a powerful, anointing word, and it really blessed my spirit. It really did, because just like she was talking about the bleach, and I love how she used it and saying about using the bleach, and if we're going to allow it to transform us, or are we going to be the one that changed? And I thank her for that, because it seemed like sometimes when the enemy comes at us, God knows just when to send a word that's going to elevate us back to where we were, to the position where we were at. And it was just a few minutes ago, right after I got out of class and listening to my voice messages before I got on the road, this person was on my phone and just screaming and cursing and carrying on over something that was very petty. And the flesh inside of me wanted to call back and rise up, but I'm like, no, I can't do that. And if I did, then that would allow them to see another side of me. And if I'm a woman of God, you know, it's a way how you talk and a way how you give. And the thing about it, respect is given when it's receiving. One thing about me, and the thing, the sad part about it, it's a family member. But one thing I do know that God has in this season, he has people that's going to be exposed, people that he's going to bring to the forefront, people that's in churches that say that they are deacons, that say that they are missionaries, that say that they are evangelists. This is the season where he's exposing like never before. So I just, I said, you know what? It's an interceding time, because sometimes people could be so docile and complacent. So I have to look at it that, you know what? It's not them, it's the spirit. So let me pray for them, because sometimes, you know, it's sad how they allow themselves to be. And I was just telling my son, because when I was telling him, he was like, Mom, you know, you got to calm down. And I had to go back and apologize to him, because some things we can't say to our kids because it'll bring anger into them. So I had to go back and apologize to him for telling him some of what I said to him, because I don't want him. One thing I tell my kids, you never disrespect. I don't care if they're a year older than you. You never disrespect anybody that's older than you. But one thing that hurt me the most, because he didn't respect my calling. You calling and you cursing and you carrying on like that. And one thing I always learn, when you assume something, it's a lie, because you don't know, but you're assuming something that you don't even know that's factual. So this word really, really was an awesome word, really powerful word. Exactly. That's exactly right. So I was trying to slow down, because I'm like, I got to get him, because I know this has helped me, because it really, really kind of tore me down. And I'm like, no, I know greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So I just thank the woman of God for that powerful anointing word.
Amen. I praise God for that word. It is definitely an on-time, poignant word to the body of Christ. And it will be up in an hour if you need to, an hour, no less than 2 hours, if you need to go back and hit replay.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
And share it. Somebody needs to hear it in the body of Christ that it's time to let go of the past. It's time to let go of what happened so you can move forward in what shall be. You can't be in what shall be if you weighted down with what was. Lord, have mercy tonight. You cannot move forward with that weight. The word of God tells us to lay aside every weight that does so easily beset us, no matter what that weight is. If it's a person, lay it aside. If it's a thing, an idea, imagination, it's time to let it go, lay it aside, leave it in the road, give it to God, cast your cares on him, whatever you need to do to get free and be released from that thing on today. Do it, people of God. Woman of God, if you would close us out in prayer, or if you have a word from the Lord prophetically for anyone, go forth. We've got about 9 minutes. Let the Lord have his way.
Amen.
Evangelist Alicia.
Lord God, I come, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that everything that I have preached, oh God, that it will go forth and touch everybody's heart, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, yes. I pray that you will bless, Lord God, your ministers on this phone tonight, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, give them a supernatural release, oh God, oh God. Give them the breakthrough that they have need of, oh God. Every promise, oh God, that it will come forth, oh God. Lord, touch every one of their children, every one of their loved ones tonight, oh God, every one of their marriage, oh God. Oh God, move like never before, oh God. Lord, show up, oh God, and show out, oh Father God. Lord, do the impossible, oh God. Lord, you said one or two touching the degree, it shall be in the midst, oh God.
Yes.
And I come in the midst, as I close out, oh God. And Lord God, whatever word that you have for me to say to your people tonight, oh God. Oh God, release it, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Hey, kerala shike mama ye kurarasi. Hey, kerala shike baba baba ye kurarasi ke ma roka ma ye kurarasi. Hey, mama mama ye kurarasi shike mama ye kurarasi. Hey, mama mama ye kurarasi ye kurarasi ye kurarasi ye baba 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 ye kurarasi. Hey, kurarasi shike kurarasi ye kurarasi.
Hallelujah,
the word he gave me to his people, he said that it's not in vain. He said he heard you the first time. And he said it's gone. And he said it's going to be released. But he said it ain't going to come your way. But he said it's going to come when you least expect it. He said he's going to do his duty in order. And he says unexpected phone calls. And I see new home. It's a new home that's
God.
And I see a
new home.
And he said, it's done. He said, take the limit off. He said, it's done. And that particular family member that you prayed about, I don't know who this for, but he said, he heard you the first time. He said, let him do it. And he said, it's done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
It is done. It is so. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, we thank you. We thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What you're doing in the lives of your people.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Glory. People of God, we love you. We thank God for you, and we pray choice blessings of the Lord upon you and your entire household. Go in peace and be blessed.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless your word. Power of life and death is in your word. Your words create your reality. Come on, y'all. Tell the story. Challenge under your feet.
Those same words have power.
Those same words
to speak life and prosperity.
Go on and speak it.
I have infinity authority.
God gave you dominion.
I can move mountains by the words that I speak.
Yes, you can.
By the power in that sin.
God gave you power.
Power.
I hear you, everybody. Come on, put your hands together like this.